we are focused on the situation in Las Vegas this morning. A gunman in a hotel there opened fire last night on concertgoers below. This was right near the Vegas Strip. Police are saying that at least 50 people were killed and over 200 have been injured. We heard earlier from Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo.
It's a devastating time and it's unfortunate. And, you know, we have been talking about active shooters in the past, and it's unfortunate it did occur here. But we have responded to the scene and we're doing the best we can to provide safety for the survivors. And right now we believe it's a sole actor.
And the shooter, who is dead, has been identified as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock. I want to bring in Blake Apgar. He is a reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He rushed to the scene as soon as news of this came this morning. Hi there, Blake.
Hi.
I know it's been an incredibly busy and tough morning for you. Can you just tell me where you are?
Yeah. So I got to the scene. I got to Mandalay Bay just before 11 o'clock. Things were still pretty hectic down here, but got into the garage, the parking garage of the hotel. They were starting to push people out of the casino.
And just to describe this for people, Mandalay Bay is, you know, one of the landmark hotels on the Strip right near the airport. And this concert was happening outside, kind of within view of the hotel, right? So someone could go up to an upper floor and do what sounds like this guy did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he was shooting from a high floor, 32nd floor. So he would have had a clear view into this this concert area.
Where are you now, and who have you been talking to?
Right now, I am in the lobby of the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil Theater here at Mandalay Bay.
Mm-hmm.
They took all of the people that were around the property, ushered them into this lobby, into this theater. There were several hundred people here earlier. They began evacuating people to the Thomas and Mack Center, which is the arena on the UNLV campus. I've been here since about 2 o'clock this morning, local time, and about an hour ago, we got an update from a police officer saying that, you know, we had an evacuation plan for you. That plan is now canceled. I just got an update a couple minutes ago before calling in that they are now taking people, escorting them to, the Excalibur Luxor, which are two resort properties just north of here, to be able to catch cabs or rideshare.
Oh, so this is hours past when this happened, and there are still people trying to figure out how to get away home. I mean, they've just been sort of carted from one place to another and told to stay here or stay there and just wait this out.
Yeah, and there was a lot of confusion before we even got to the theater, with officers saying, you can't be in this location, and they move us to another, and then we get to that location, and we're not able to be there. So there was some confusion with that. But, you know, most people here, it's interesting because most people were sleeping on the ground, or many people were sleeping on the ground right before calling in. Most of those people popped up, and now there's quite a crowd in front of the exit.
What are people describing? What strikes you as people who were, you know, I gather just at a country music concert with Jason Aldean, and then, I mean, this happens.
Yeah, I talked to one gentleman earlier who said he was at the show and enjoying the concert from a suite, and he heard about six gunshots. Didn't think much of it. Said it sounded like fireworks, and no one seemed to react, and then there was a brief pause, and right after that, he said he heard about 40 gunshots going in rapid succession. Then there's another brief pause, and about 30 more gunshots going through. He said just at that point, it was just chaos. There were people who were, you know, running toward the exits. There were people who were running toward the edges of the festival grounds, and you know, emergency responders were carrying people in wheelbarrows to emergency response vehicles. It's been quite the scene here.
I just wonder, you describe people being carried in wheelbarrows to get to be treated. What is communication like? Have people been able to find family members, friends who were at the concert to find out if they're hospitalized or what happened to them?
Yeah, the police department does have a phone number set up. They said those lines are busy, but keep calling back if there's if people are trying to locate their family members.
How long have you lived in Las Vegas, Blake?
I've been here about 9 months now. Moved here beginning of the year.
Is this something people have been talking about as a danger that just might happen at some point?
Yeah, it's something that the police department here takes very seriously. They have counterterrorism measures, and I know that's top of everyone's mind with this being a tourist destination, is making sure that the people who visit this city are safe.
All right, Blake Apgar is a reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Blake, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
I just want to bring in my colleague Scott Detrow, who's been following all of this from our studios here in Washington this morning. Apparently, the deadliest mass shooting in modern United States history. That's where we are this morning with this one lone wolf, as police are describing.
That's right. We know, according to officials, more than 50 people are dead, and that makes it worse than the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting, which had previously held that terrible record. And we should say the information we have from authorities is about a couple hours old at this point. We expect to hear from authorities sometime in the next hour or so, but this number has gone from 2 to 20 to 50 since we first started covering the story, and we knew at the last update more than 200 people additionally had been wounded.
Yeah, that plus is very important. Our colleague Leila Fadel, who's in Las Vegas, has been stressing that it's the authorities are saying 50 plus dead, 200 plus injured. So this is obviously something we'll be following. Scott Detrow, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And just to round up the news, a shooting last night near the Las Vegas Strip. A gunman went up to a hotel room on the upper floors at Mandalay Bay and apparently fired into a concert, a country music festival. The authorities at this point are telling us that more than 50 people have been killed and more than 200 people have been injured last night in Las Vegas, and we'll be following all these developments throughout the morning.